Blog Talk Radio. Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heinsohn & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinsohn & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back to the North Phoenix Chamber Hour here as part of Breakthrough Thinking. Greg Isaac once again filling in for Dave, who is lost somewhere in Las Vegas, apparently on business, doing some seminars up there. And, of course, Luke Schaefer in studio, as well as we got, of course, Mike Miller from Legal Shield, who some good information on what he does with Legal Shield and what Legal Shield as a company provides, as well as plans. And I know Luke has some additional questions and information he's going to ask from Mike right now.
Mike, you have a little bit of a scenario that kind of hits home that you kind of wanted to share with everybody. Is that right?
Yeah. It's as I mentioned before, I'm a recent refugee from Southern California. I moved here. I moved here 2 years ago from the Palm Springs area. Some people think I'm a little crazy. I went from heat to heat, but as I always say, you know, you've never seen anybody on television shoveling heat. So
there you go.
It was a great move. But when I moved here, I did, I am assuming anyway, there's not a class that you can go to that I'm aware of anyway, but how to move from one state to another. I stopped at the DMV, and I got a new driver's license, and I have an RV, and I also have a car. And I registered both my car and my RV and turned in my license plates, my California plates, and gave them to the DMV here in Phoenix. I got my car smogged. I got the certificate, went down, filled out all the paperwork, gave a credit card, got everything over and done with, and I'm an official resident of the state of Arizona. I registered to vote, and I've done everything, and now I'm out to work, and everything is coming up just roses. I've been here a little over 2 years, and the first part of April, I do online banking first, and the first part of April, I...
What's your account number?
Well,
let's mark it down right now.
You can write it down because there's nothing in there now. But, I do online banking, and I had a situation where I needed to pay a bill, and I went into my checking account via my computer, and I happened to notice that my bank account was in the red, and it's usually in the black. Well, in fact, it's always in the black. And I had noticed that my bank account had been levied, and I made some phone calls, and after some extensive work on my part, I found out that my bank account had been levied by the state of California, who said that I really didn't leave California. What I did was I just didn't pay my license fees, my registration fees for my car and my RV. And with the fines and the levy fees and with the interest charges and so on and so forth, they took out a considerable amount of money out of my account. And as I understand it, by law, they can do this. And I thought, well, this is just crazy. But, you know, I thought, first of all, I don't really want to spend the time to deal with the DMV in California, let alone any DMV anywhere. So why not put Legal Shield to work?
I called
the Davis Miles Law Firm, the Legal Shield Law Firm in Tempe. I left my name and number. I was assigned a number from them, reference number, and they called me back, and I gave them all the information, and they took down all the information. They, in turn, wrote a draft letter and sent it off to me, and I looked at it. I made a few changes and added a few things. Turned around and sent it back to them. All this was done via email, and scanning an email. It can be done also via fax. They, in turn, sent off a letter to the state of California, the State Board of Equalization, and... which is the tax agency for the state of California, saying that Mr. Miller does not live in California. He lives here in Arizona. We proved it with registrations, titles, copies of driver's license, et cetera, et cetera. And we're just waiting to hear. My main point is that you don't have to deal with that yourself. You can go on about your debt. I mean, your money's gone. It's gone for right now. I want my money back, as anybody would want their money back if it was unjustly, you know, taken.
Absolutely.
But they're taking care of it for me. I don't have to. I can go on about the rest of my days and weeks feeling that this problem is being taken care of by a professional, by an attorney. Now, I believe that if you would have to call an attorney, they could charge you anywhere between $500 and $1,000 to do it. They'd have to do it on a retainer because no one knows how long this is going to take. And dealing with any government agency, I would imagine the bureaucracy is such that it could take a lot longer than if it was just done between, you know, two individuals. But I'm just glad that I have it. You never know when you're going to need it. It's a great policy to have just for you to if something like this arises. So
absolutely, no, without a doubt, and obviously, so you have your own personal experience with that.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's a shock when you you do online banking and you open up your account and you're going to pay a bill and you notice that that your bank account is empty, and your heart drops. And,
absolutely.
Yeah. And you go, now what am I going to do for lunch? I mean, it's
right. Or what happened the last couple of days?
And the unfortunate thing is that I do have, as I'm sure most people do, have overdraft protection.
Sure.
So they took some money out in my overdraft protection, and they also you get charged for that. And then, of course, the bank issues a levy fee, so you get charged for that. So you get quite a few additional charges, shall we say, that's over and above just what the regular levy is.
Absolutely. And also, Mike, backtracking a little bit with Legal Shield, in addition to the plans and the law firm helping people out. If one was interested in getting involved with Legal Shield, for employment, how would they go about that, and how does training work?
They can call me. Once again, my phone number is 480-389-0257. The business opportunity is also listed on my webpage, which is www.michaelgmiller.legalshieldassociate.com. And the business plan is on there. All of my additional contact information is on there. And then just pick up the phone and give me a call. We'll chat and see if it's right for you.
Absolutely. And you mentioned before, I believe it was last summer when you found or got into Legal Shield. And
Legal Shield, the name Legal Shield is relatively new. The parent, or it used to be called Prepaid Legal, and
absolutely,
it's been Prepaid Legal for the last 40 years, the last 38 years. And they recently changed their name because they were bought out by a holding company back east by the name of MidOcean Partners.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they've decided to do is do some television and also billboard advertising. And as I was watching the news one night, they were doing a commercial on one of the local channels, and I thought to myself, that's something that I've always wanted to do. So I immediately wrote it down. I made some phone calls, and I also checked it out on the Internet, and lo and behold, here I am.
Absolutely. The training that's involved. So when you last summer got involved with it, for anyone looking to join your team or the Legal Shield team, what does it normally consist of in terms of a training to get to that level?
Well, the Legal Shield is governed by or comes under the control of the insurance commissioner of the state of Arizona. And to get involved in group services or to get involved with small business policies and to commercial driver's license, you have to take classes. And the group policy or the group training is one full day, and commercial driver's license is one full day, and in the group plan, or the small businesses is two full days of training. And then once you're certified, then it will say so on your business card, and you can go out and sell it. So, and provide it as a benefit, not only to, to small businesses, but also to employee groups as a benefit plan. And it can be either employer paid, employee paid, or both, or split it, whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. And we'll take a quick break, and then we come back some more with Mike Miller from Legal Shield, and, of course, Luke Schaefer, the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. And, again, I'm Greg Isaac, filling in for Dave, who is stuck somewhere in Vegas. Vegas. Oh, man. Lucky guy. No, we're having a great time here. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Reidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at RH.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Thinking, the North Phoenix Chamber Hour here on blogtalkradio.com/BTBN, and of course, you could also find us on our website, Break, B-R-E-A-K, radioshow.com. And of course, Greg Isaac speaking to you right now, filling in for Dave, Luke Schaefer with the North Phoenix Chamber, and our very special guest, Mike Miller with Legal Shield. Some great information on what Mike does with Legal Shield and how that works. And Luke, I know you have some chamber announcements.
Yeah, let's talk chamber, should we?
Absolutely. North Phoenix Chamber.
Well, in my opinion, the North Phoenix Chamber right now is the hidden business gem of the valley.
That's what I'm hearing.
It's growing like crazy. And if you don't know him, you should get to know him. Our executive director, Jason Bressler,
does an amazing job. He can connect you with many, many people around the valley, not only just people, but business people that you'd probably want to talk to.
Absolutely.
You know, they can kind of correlate your business with their business. And what he does, he's an amazing, amazing connector. So he's great with people. He's doing a great job at the chamber. The staff's doing an amazing job. So it's growing fast. I mean, we're adding 30 to 40 new members a month.
Wow.
So,
unbelievable.
Yeah. We had an amazing golf event this last month here. It sold out. We had 144 golfers at Moon Valley Country Club. We had over 200 and some people at the luncheon after that. We raised anywhere, and I say this loosely because we don't know yet, anywhere between $10,000 to $15,000 for the March of Dimes.
Oh, okay, great.
So not only are we the chamber and it's small business for small business, but we're also very community involved. So there's a lot of things going on that with anything from like the March of Dimes to United Cerebral Palsy to many other, OCJ Kids is another one, so many other charities that we do work with. So it's a lot about the community we support in our businesses and whatnot. But if you do want to get involved in the chamber, you can always contact Jason or the staff at, you can go to the northphoenixchamber.com. You can look at our events, calendar of events. You can look at giving the chamber a call. If you're a small business person or a big business person out there, take a look at it. Come and see us. We have 3 to 4 amazing events a month. There's a luncheon every second Tuesday. That second Tuesday luncheon is from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. You can look at the calendar of events. But that first one of the month, that's more like educational. So we have somebody that comes in and talks about whether that's business networking or whether that's, you know, struggles of businesses or marketing or whatever it may be. So that's educational for them. And it's a great turnout. Usually we have, well, the last one we had 77 people for lunch, which was a great turnout.
Very good.
And I believe that one was, last one was at Bill Johnson's Big
okay,
Apple.
Good place. Ah,
we had some great food.
Absolutely.
And then every third Thursday of every month, we have a mix and mingle. And those are at multiple locations throughout the valley. This month, I believe, check on the calendar events, but I believe it's at Soul Restaurant in Scottsdale.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so that's a great place where you can network. We have over 100-plus people that show up there. You can meet all different types of professionals. There's raffles. I believe there's 50-50 split, and I think Mike won the last one.
You bet.
There you go. So there's lots of neat people you can meet with. There's also other things you can get involved in. But we also have another event on every month, which is the fourth Tuesday. The fourth Tuesday event is a networking luncheon where you can get up and do your 30-second speech about your business and tell them what you do. And then there's other different formats, too, where it's kind of like speed networking and all that. So it's great. So we have those three main events. There's usually open houses every month to go and visit other businesses. So if you want to check it out, check us out at northphoenixchamber.com. Check out the calendar of events. And Mr. Jason Bressler would definitely get a hold of you and talk to you about the chamber and then also hook you up with multiple people that you'd like to visit with.
He will. And, you know, I know Dave and, you know, and yourself, Luke, have known Jason a while. But I remember 3 or 4 years ago I met him at a networking event. And literally the second time that I met him, he came over with 10 different cards saying, yeah, this one would be great for you, this person. Oh, they're great. And he knows everyone so personally after just meeting them once, not only remembering names, but he could tell you about, you know, each person, just how it might be a good idea to network with that person or that business. So some outstanding stuff. We have just about a minute to go here, but I wanted to extend another thank you, of course, to Mike Miller with Legal Shield. And Mike provides some great information on what you do with Legal Shield and how Legal Shield works. And if you'd like to provide your contact information again for some of the listeners to get in touch with you.
Yeah, if you want to get a hold of me via phone, it's 480-389-0257. And or the best way to use it, you can get a hold of me through my website at www.michaelgmiller.legalshieldassociate.com.
Absolutely. And thank you so much once again, Mike and Luke Schaefer, North Phoenix Chamber Hour. And tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we'll have Breakthrough Networking with Al Fulton. And then at 3, of course, Tech Talk with Christian Mirasan. And, of course, be sure to join us here on our website, breakradioshow.com, as well as blogtalkradio.com. It's /BTBN. And once again, we do apologize about some of the technical difficulties at the beginning, but I hope everyone enjoyed the show. And thank you once again to both Luke and Mike.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. And we will see everyone tomorrow. Once again, Greg Isaac filling in for Dave, who is lost somewhere in Vegas with Mr. Chow. We will see you guys.
Thank you for listening to Breakthrough Thinking, North Phoenix Chamber Hour.